Welcome to the Pre-Post Film Review. I'm Matt Stevenson.
And I'm John Asquith. Thanks for listening in advance. Just thought I'd throw that in there. If you haven't listened to the Pre-Post Film Review before, the way we run the show here is we talk about a movie over two time periods. The first little chunk that you're going to hear is us talking about the trailer for a film. And we make some predictions and talk about our general expectations. And then we come back after we've seen the film and we record a full review. In the review section, we jump straight into spoilers, so if you haven't seen the film, you have been warned. This episode, we're going to be talking about The Dark Tower, the adaptation of the Stephen King, the big Stephen King book series that he's been sort of working on throughout his career, and it started off as his Lord of the Rings, is how he sort of first, you know, approached it. So, good on us, and let's go into the trailer section.
For thousands of generations, the gunslingers were knights, sworn to protect us from the coming of the dark.
These visions, as you call them,
what do you see?
I see a tower,
a man in black,
and the gunslinger.
They're just dreams. They're not real, Jake.
There's another world out there.
I know there is.
Okay. All right, so we've just watched the trailer for The Dark Tower, the adaptation of Stephen King's epic series, Matt, which we've both read the books for.
Yes.
You've read most of the
books. Mostly.
So I read all the books a few years ago, almost, I could say, many years ago at this point. I've actually forgotten a lot of what happens, but I did enjoy them. And you read them a little more recently.
Yeah.
So we come to this sort of movie with quite a bit of knowledge of the source material. So I'm curious what you make of this trailer. It's been a long time coming for some Stephen King fans, so this is like quite a monumental moment for fans of the series. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm glad that we're both doing this podcast, John, because I think it would be good if we both have quite different points of view in terms of the series itself, and perhaps King in general as an author. Like you are quite a big fan.
I'm a fanboy, I would say.
You're a fanboy.
Look past his faults.
Yes, from a young age.
I'm
not. And that's not to say that I don't like his stuff. I just often find it difficult to get into, and it's not for want of trying. Like, I really want to like his books, and there's certain ones that I have enjoyed, but The Dark Tower really didn't work for me as a whole, I would say. I think there's a few books in the series, like the first, and I think I sort of forget which is which, but I think perhaps the first and the third, maybe the fourth, I can't remember which is which, worked for me. But the further they got on, the less interested I got, or the less engaged I was, and I kind of became frustrated, and sort of the long-windedness, and I felt like I could feel him making it up as he went along. Which might be a little bit unfair, but I think, I don't know. I'm coming at it from perhaps a different angle than you, and I think it's good to have the two different perspectives. So I think this will be an interesting film, given our histories with King and The Dark Tower in particular. So having said that, and not being a huge fan of the books, I do like certain concepts that he sort of brings up. And if this is an adaptation of the first book, or at least more tied into the stuff that sort of happens in the first book, that was one of the ones that I enjoyed. And I think there's some potentially interesting thematic stuff, or interesting imagery, interesting things that happen in that book that I'm excited to see portrayed on screen. But based on this trailer, I don't have very high hopes, John. I think, to be fair to the trailer, I think the first half of the trailer doesn't look that bad, and there's some actual sort of like impressive epic imagery. I don't think whoever they cast as Jake, I don't think that's good casting, and maybe that's just me being superficial and not liking him, the look of that kid, but I don't know, maybe it's just because I've read the books recently and that's kind of like, in my mind, not how I pictured Jake.
Interesting.
But I don't like that casting, but who knows, maybe he'll surprise me. I think Idris Elba is a great casting choice, and I think we've talked about this a little bit off pod. I think that's, yeah, it's an inspired choice in the sense that I think it fits the character perfectly in terms of the gruff ruggedness, and it kind of like flips it on its head a bit. And with the change of race, like Roland in the book is not a black character, he's a white character, and I think casting Idris Elba is a smart, interesting choice that fits really, really well. So I was excited to know that he was involved, and just in general I like Idris Elba, I think he's got a really great charisma. But yeah, as I said, as the trailer went on, I lost more and more confidence in this film, and it kind of devolves into this weird CGI shoot fest with lots of sort of slow-mo bullets and silly, you have Idris Elba catching bullets in the barrel or the chamber of his revolvers. It sort of feels like something out of a bad 90s action film when like slow-mo CGI was cool, and it sort of wasn't even cool back then, you know? Like, it feels really dated and dumb and silly, and I don't know. I think this could be a train wreck, John. I really do.
And not Blaine the Mono.
No, not Blaine. Either. I liked Blaine. That was one of the books that I liked.
it's no, a little reference Blaine for all the listeners all. Out there.
I think... And I mean, part of that is also my knowledge of the books. Like, the books are so wacky and wild and bizarre. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't, for me at least. And I feel like that frightens me. When the trailer looks this bad and I know the source material is so bananas, like, that my hope for this being sort of any sort of coherent, focused adventure action film sort of just goes out the window by the end of this trailer. I think my prediction is this is going to be a shit show and I'm going to hate it, but it could be an interesting discussion. What about you, John? Given that you're a bit more sympathetic and are a big fan of the books, are you more sympathetic towards the film? Do you think this looks better or good?
That's interesting. I think, you know, the series is, and you hear this often, it's one of these books that is unfilmable. You hear that from adaptations every now and then. Like, how the hell are they going to pull that off? Well, and then sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
It's interesting you say that, because I think this is like, for those that have read the books, it becomes literally about books. So it is almost unfilmable in a sense, in terms of the actual thematic nature of these books. Like, it just does not translate to film, unless it weirdly becomes a film about films, but it just does not look like it's going to do that. Anyway.
No. The source material, as you said, is nuts. And it's like, Stephen King, I think, largely was making it up as he went along. And so you get the good and the bad with that. You get absolutely unfiltered creativity spewing forth with lots of good ideas and lots of just crazy ones that don't line up and don't make sense. So it's hard to adapt anyway. And then there's 7 books. I'm not sure how much is in this one, whether it's, as you say, just the first book. I don't know. Kind of looks like it's just the first book. But then there's lots of imagery that suggests maybe it's later on as well.
That's weird. Yeah.
It's a very hard thing to do, to adapt this series, I think. And I can't tell yet whether they've tried really hard and failed, or whether it's a lazy adaptation or a wrong, quote unquote, wrong adaptation. I agree with you that the first half of the trailer looks pretty good, actually. The first time I saw this trailer, I was actually pleasantly surprised by the first half of it. And they seem to have framed it well, I think, of focusing on this kid, Jake, and Roland, which the first book is sort of about, and how their worlds, like parallel worlds or whatever, cross over. That seems like a good way to introduce everyone to Midworld, which is where Roland is from, and, you know, the wacky stuff that goes on there. But yeah, I have to agree that the second half of this trailer just makes it look very bad and seems to me to miss the point of the books by making Roland this action hero that does slow motion stuff and impossible stunts and impossible shots with his gun. Like, he is mythically good as a gunslinger in the books. He's like has almost a supernatural talent for shooting, but it's not supernatural. It's close to it, but it's just like hyper skill level. You know, in this, as you say, catching the bullets in midair, there's this sequence in the trailer where he's listening to the sound of, you know, the bad guy running away and like shoots through like three buildings in a clothesline to hit him in the head. And that stuff is just not impressive to me.
And it's not in the book either.
It's not in the book.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very much like, okay, we've got this source material that we really want to make it. It's crazy and wacky and character based, a lot of it. How can we amp it up? Let's make the action scenes, you know, really long and over the top, because that'll get people to come to the cinema. So yeah, I'm really worried about that. I'll agree that the casting is good. I think Idris Elba looks great. I think Matthew McConaughey.
Oh yeah.
It is like exactly how I imagine Randall Flagg, the big bad guy. And, you know, for people listening that haven't read the books, Randall Flagg is sort of a big baddie that appears in lots of Stephen King books. He's the main antagonist in The Stand as well. And so casting him in this is, yeah, fantastic, I think. He's meant to sort of be charming and sly and, you know, he tricks people into doing evil things. He's sort of like an evil sorcerer. So the casting's good, but yeah, I think overall I don't have high hopes either, even though I do really like the source material. I think this is a case where, you know, you could be more forgiving or less. I think I'm less forgiving this time around, based on how much I like the source material. So, yeah. We'll see.
It's interesting you should bring up the his sort of superhuman skills and the way they're portraying Roland's skills in the film. I also feel like, and maybe this is just, like, to be sympathetic, perhaps it's just the way they've just chosen to sort of construct the trailer, but that sort of speech he gives at the end about, like, I don't kill with my hand or whatever, and then he's like, it ends with that, that I kill with my heart. And there's something like yuck about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just that sentence is just gross and weird. Agree. And I feel like that, like what you said, they're completely misunderstanding the character. From the book, he was almost this gruff, reluctant killer. Yes. Like, he didn't enjoy killing. Yeah. He didn't kill with his heart because he loved it. Or, you know, he was like forced into these situations and reluctantly resorted to violence when he had to. He just had these like amazing skills because he was trained as this gunslinger. I feel like it's really, really misses the point, and it, like I said, it just makes me feel a little bit gross the way they're glorifying that
killing
violence, and the killing in particular.
Yeah, being good with a gun.
Yeah. So, like I said, perhaps that's just a marketing ploy to try and appeal to action-y crowds, but I don't know, it doesn't bode well. I'm scared that's
no
sort of the tact the film is taking as a whole.
No.
Well, who knows, John? Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. Flash forward a few seconds and we'll be singing the praises of this film, perhaps. We're going with low expectations, so, you know, won't take much for us to be pleasantly surprised with this one.
Who are you?
It's you. You're a gunslinger, right?
There are no gunslingers. Not anymore.
Why does the man in black want to destroy the tower?
The tower protects both our worlds. If it falls, hell will be unleashed.
He's like the devil, isn't he?
No,
he's worse.
You can't stop what's coming. Death always wins.
Your world might be gone,
but mine isn't.
Matthew, here we are. Have you forgotten the face of your father? Or just the face of this movie, whatever that means. We've seen The Dark Tower. We weren't particularly excited for this. The trailer had some promising things, but overall didn't sort of impress us very much. And especially after being quite familiar with the source material. Yeah, we were a bit cautious going into this one. So I'm curious, now that you've seen this adaptation, very loose adaptation of the book, what did you think of this film?
We did sort of touch on this in the trailers section, I think. I have read the books. I've sort of read them quite recently, actually, and tried to get through, read most of them and didn't get through the final book. Liked them to varying degrees. Some I really actively disliked, but others I actually quite enjoyed. So I guess I was kind of hoping that this would tap into the ones that I enjoyed, the sort of adventure-y road movie kind of aspect.
Yeah, which are the early books.
Yeah. And there's some great imagery and some crazy kind of wacky world building that's pretty cool. And I think in the trailer, as you mentioned, some of the promising things were some of the imagery at the beginning of the trailer that sort of suggested that this could look quite good at least. But overall, I guess my impressions of this film are not good, Sean. I really did not like this film. Really, really did not like this film. I would go close to saying hated it, but I wasn't as passionately against this film as I was with something like Kong. I didn't get as furious. I was watching this film quite early in the morning, and there was only one other person in the cinema with me, and they were sitting quite far behind me. And I think the most telling thing is, about halfway through this film, I almost got my phone out and just started checking the news. I was just so bored throughout this film. Too bored to be really furious, I think. I mean, it's a real shame, I think. I think we were correct in thinking that Idris Elba was a good casting choice. I think he is quite good, though he sort of has nothing to do. They've stripped him of any sort of interesting character aspects that the book sort of gave him. I think we were wrong about Matthew McConaughey. I think he's terrible. And maybe he could have been a good villain, but boy howdy is he bad in this. Laughably bad. There were certain moments at the end where he was kind of using his powers to send glass and bits of rock flying around, and it looked like the worst kind of comical overacting kind of magician throwing garbage that I think I've ever seen in a big blockbuster film like this. It was horrendous. But anyway, just in general, I think this movie is such a mess. It doesn't know what it's doing with the source material. It tries to cram so much in, but at the same time, it feels overstuffed, but nothing happens. It's this weird contradiction. I'd never found it entertaining and was never engaged with any of the characters. And I think, after we do this review, John, I'm never going to think about this movie again. I've already almost forgotten half of it, and it's only been less than a week since I saw it. So a big, big, massive old thumbs down from me. What about you? You're more of a fan of the books than I am. Were you able to perhaps draw some enjoyment out of at least seeing the adaptation on screen, perhaps?
No. it's just the short of it. So thanks for listening to the episode.
Yeah, see ya. You
can find us on Facebook and Twitter. I agree with everything you just said. I think this is a very bad, bad film. I also agree that I didn't get necessarily angry watching it. I was just sort of very disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's coming from a cynical place. It's just coming from a dumb place. A dumbing down of the source material. Anyway, let me start with something I like, which is... in terms of just adapting this series, which is very hard to do. The books are just nuts. I like the basic idea of following Jake, following this kid who's having weird dreams, and it turns out that they actually link to this other world that you can go to, and in this other world is a gunslinger, and they have to stick together and they form a bond, and they talk about this man in black who's this evil sorcerer. On a very basic level, I think that's actually a good way to approach it, to start the series, but unfortunately they just botch it heavily. You hit the nail on the head when you said that the movie feels like it's got so much in it, but at the same time, nothing happens. I think it feels so rushed. You're every scene is really quick. The editing is all over the shop. You constantly feel like you're rushing towards the next big thing, but there is no big thing. Nothing happens in this movie. And then you get up to the sort of the big climax, and I was like, oh, we're here already? And the stakes are meant to be high, but I don't feel that at all. They very loosely sort of give you the idea that this weird contraption that they strap kids to is going to, blow up. Send a laser beam off to the tower. Well, I mean, none of that's in the books either. It's a very, very loose adaptation, and I'm okay with that. As I said, there's some good ideas. I'm okay with kind of changing a lot, actually. But what they decide to change and how they do it is just bad. And it all comes back to the script. And then on top of that, you've got pretty poor direction. I don't like reveling in saying that sort of stuff because, obviously people worked hard on this movie. But the fact that Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey have no charisma in this movie and no character, and they're two of the best actors around, just shows you how poor this production was. And then unfortunately the kid that they got to be our sort of the audience surrogate, I guess, the kid that plays Jake is not great. He's sort of got the one look on his face the whole movie. And he's young and it's hard to find good young actors, but I thought this was a real mess. It's nothing worked, not one aspect of it. It's not but the score was good, or even the visuals I don't think were very good.
No.
The promise of seeing Midworld, this other sort of western-y sci-fi world, even that was very disappointing. You don't get a great sense of where things are or how they look. They're in a rundown theme park at one point. That's about as interesting as it gets in terms of looking. They go to a town that looks like absolute shit, and not in a intentional way. And then you've got this weird mind control laser area, and that's kind of it. There's three. It just feels very. I don't think it had a huge budget. It feels low budget, and I think they could have been smarter about how they did that sort of stuff. It's just very messy, and I wouldn't recommend anyone watch it. I think they'd be bored and confused at the same time. There's nothing redeeming about it, and that sucks.
As much as sort of just talked about how much we hated Kong, reminded me, just hearing you talk about how poorly this film is directed and just the look of it. I mean, at least Kong had striking imagery, right? They couldn't fucking string it together to save themselves, but
isolated shots looked very good.
There was nothing in this that once looked impressive. And
there's so many chances where it could. It's a weird sci-fi spaghetti western. Hold the camera still for a bit. Have some long shots. Have a couple of homages to Sergio Leone. They just did nothing with it. It felt something you'd see in the 90s, like a TV movie or something like that, with bad acting and bad effects. I mean, the effects were okay, but I don't know. It's just very, such a swing and a miss.
Yeah. And I mean, I, having recently read the books, could sort of connect the dots between certain references. There was certain locations, the Dixie Pig and things that obviously mean things to people who've read the books, but fucking hell, I can't imagine what it would be like watching this film, like, with no context to back it up. Like, it must just be indecipherable, like, utterly indecipherable. I mean, they have the one little weird line at the beginning about something about the Dark Tower, and then it is something about it being said that it could be destroyed by the mind of a child, which doesn't make any sense, and it just is confusing to begin with. Like, what does that even mean? Why do children want to destroy this thing? Like, what? What? Yeah. And it makes it seem like it's non-existent or something. Like, it's just so weirdly misguided. Like, it just completely misses the point, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame, because I don't want to repeat myself, but boiling the books down to their sort of general essence is a good way to do it. And just setting up this rivalry between Roland and the Man in Black is a good idea. And making it sort of this personal, because it is in the books, it's like this personal hatred that they have for each other and stuff. But again, that is wasted. There's this horrible, like, the first time that you see Roland,
what you're gonna say.
Is in this weird flashback where he's with his dad, and Matthew McConaughey turns up and is like, "Stop breathing," and like his dad dies. It's just so poor, and it's like, we are gunslingers. We are. They're saying it at the same time. Yeah. They're saying the mantra and all that stuff. And the camera's, you know, spinning around them. And it's like, that's the first time you see your hero. There's no build up. It just cuts to it because Jake's dreaming about it. I just thought that's like one filmmaking 101. You know, this is your big hero. This is the gunslinger, and you just show him straight away, and not in a way that's like breaking convention or anything like that. It's just poor filmmaking. And then even when Jake finally gets to Midworld and runs into him, it's just like, again, he just like points his gun at him. You see his face. They're instantly talking. There's no like, maybe let's like pan up from the gun up to his face, and like a bit of the score swells, and it's like Roland's theme or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just there's like, no tension.
Give
there's
moments
nothing,
something special. Yeah. It's just constantly like ADD, get to the next thing because we've got this adaptation and we need to hit these plot points. But there's no time to breathe in the world, and no character development. I mean, by the end of the movie, then it's meant to be like, why don't you come with me, boy? And let's go on some adventures together. And it's meant to be this kind of emotional moment that they're like father and son and all this kind of stuff. But it's just, it's completely flat. There's nothing there.
Yeah, exactly. You're so right. Like the character development of this film is like some strange man shows up, takes some kid away from all his friends, and then teaches him how to shoot guns. Like, it's really.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, even that, actually, that scene, I mean, talked about it in the trailer, like, even the mantra, which I know is taken from the book, but I don't know if it's exactly word for word from the book or not, but...
Yeah, I can't remember.
Just that the whole, like, I kill with my heart made me feel a bit yuck.
It doesn't...
Like, it wasn't, like, like a heroic-sounding mantra to have. It's, like, mildly psychopathic. But, like, just that scene towards the end where he's teaching Jake to, like, shoot a gun just felt like weirdly off to me. Like, it's meant to be this fatherly bonding moment where he's like teaching a child to kill. Not sure if I'm okay with this. I think the whole thing, it's just a mess. But I think also you're right in the sense that they should have focused on just the Man in Black and Roland. I think the perfect way to do that is just adapt the first fucking book, because that is all the first book is. Like,
exactly.
Why try and cram all this crazy, nonsensical nutto-ness in that sort of bubbles up over the later books? Just focus on what happens in the first, which is literally Roland fleeing across the desert, right? And I can't remember which way it is. Someone's chasing who, but it's the two Man in Black.
Yeah,
and Roland's
chasing him.
Yeah, yeah, across the desert, and then he meets Jake, and it's the kind of the only three characters in the book, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
like what a perfect way to have a small budget film, introduces everyone to the characters, and then if it's a success, you can build on it, have your little TV series prequel you want, or whatever they want to do, and then build in the craziness as the books do as you go forward. It seems such a odd choice to try and cram all this in at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very weird.
Yeah, it's like they thought that's too boring and too plain. People won't see that movie, so let's bring in some of the later stuff with like the sci-fi elements. And, you know, we can set up this whole new world, this world of action, and we can make, like, you know, 10 movies if it does well. But it's just so rushed and so misguided. I agree that would have been a really good way to do it. That's the other way to do it.
Yeah.
For sure. It's a Western. And then slowly these weird supernatural sort of elements get introduced. Don't make the Man in Black, like, the head of, like, Evil Corp, basically. It's just so weird. And, like, comes, they're all like, oh, yes, sir. And, you know, he, like, flings his coat off and someone catches it. It's just so cheesy.
It's so bad.
He should be like this... He should be more like, basically, his character in True Detective. You know, like this weird philosophical dark sorcerer. That's kind of what he's like. And he wears like these sort of dark robes and stuff, not like a weird 80s like thing where you see his like pecs basically.
Yeah, I feel like
a stupid necklace.
The director like read Sorcerer and then instead of thinking that, he thought like David Copperfield from the 80s and just like, because he's got like this weird like either dyed hair or wig or something that looks atrocious.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
He looks straight out of the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very odd choice. And, you know, I still think he could... Matthew McConaughey suits that character, but just in this version. I mean, it's over now. Like, we're never going to see a good version of that character. It's a waste. Waste of talent.
We were also spot on about the action being terrible. I mean, I know we're just hating on everything here, but it really was that sort of slow-mo-y, CGI-filled 90s rubbish. But there was one moment in particular that stood out. It was like halfway through the battle and Roland like gets thrown or he like dives out a window or something or gets blown out a window and goes like through a bus. Like,
that was so weird.
Like that's the other thing that, I mean, that really highlights the problem, but we sort of have no concept of what Roland can do or like what sort of powers he has. Like somehow he can magically not be affected by the Man in Black's commands that just he seems to be able to like control anyone else, but just can't control Roland. No one knows why. Never explained. And then in that final scene, like he gets thrown through a fucking bus and he's fine. It's like Superman kind of stuff. Like he's never had that kind of. He got stabbed in the shoulder and he was, you know, almost dead. Yeah. And then the next scene, he gets like literally through a bus, like something out of Man of Steel. Like what?
Exactly. It's almost like they're setting up that being on Earth is like being Superman because he's from a different planet. But they're not actually setting that up. It's just stupid writing.
I totally agree because then later on, right at the end of the climax, there's like a small bit of glass cuts his hand and then he's like under a bit of concrete like and that's pinned him down.
Yeah.
It's just no consistency whatsoever.
And that's the climax of the movie. As I said, I couldn't believe at that point. I was like, oh, the movie's almost over. And this is what's going on. It's just such an odd... You know, I guess what they were hoping is at that point you've built up this relationship between Jake and Roland. And so the stakes don't have to be a city's going to explode. I mean, they kind of hint at that, but not really.
Still the odd beam into the sky, but yeah.
There's the beam in the sky, yeah, but at least it's not... That it doesn't really focus on that. It's more about him trying to save Jake and therefore save the tower. But it's, you know, so I can understand that's a noble idea, but it's just pulled off so badly. And it's in this kind of cheap looking set of where, you know, like again, Matrixy thing where he's hiding behind these columns and like spinning around and stuff. And then, as you said, like, you know, Matthew McConaughey must have got very little direction or too much direction, I guess, on when he's using his hands and stuff to like...
It
looks
so
fake and, he just looks really bad. And then, you know, he really wants to kill Roland, but as soon as Roland's pinned down, it's the whole movie thing of like he slowly walks towards him, you know, he's like got the flame in his hand and... Instead of just, like, killing him straight away, you know, it gives him plenty of time to get the bullet and, it's just...
So dumb. one thing, if I have to say something positive about this film, the one thing I did like, and this is actually a visual thing, is the way the portals looked when they first sort of like opened. It was this kind of like weirdly colourful infinite mirror effect, and there was something like violent and like jittery about it. That I don't know, I thought that was like a striking and original kind of portal effect that I hadn't seen before. I mean, that's such a minor praise, yeah, but like I did think that when they opened it, yeah, when you saw the first one, like it looked quite cool.
Yeah. No, it did. They look good, and I think like in general the skin, I can't remember what they're called. Like the loose skin.
That's a cool idea. Cool. Yeah. Except yeah, when it got a bit too CGI, and when you actually saw one of them.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that didn't work for me. Also,
what does he call it? What is Matthew? He calls him like Rat Boy, yeah, or something, so I think like it was that. Rat Boy.
Yeah. Also, speaking of the portals, when the house attacks Jake.
Mm.
I mean, actually, some of that looks quite cool, but again, it's like ridiculous. Yeah. How is he not shredded and full of fucking splinters? And then you have no, like, he just magically says something and it all disappears.
Yeah, and then they explain it later because that's great writing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he must have been too pure of mind or whatever they say.
But like, I mean, that I feel like that's from one of the books or at least something similar. There is a spooky house that yes, kind of comes alive. And I remember yeah, thinking that was silly in the books, but, you know, a lot of stuff was silly at that point in the books. But I can't imagine what that must be like. Just, like, it's like out of some other weird movie, you know? This house just fucking comes alive and it's meant to not even in, like, weird midworld or anything. Like, you're meant to be in New York and it's just, like, this house attacking this boy suddenly out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's just tonally nuts. Like, it's it doesn't set anything up. There's no rules about the world or, like, world building whatsoever. It's just
exactly
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They should have not had that. And 100%, even if it is in the book, sort of have a conscious decision that everything that takes place on Earth is like relatively grounded.
Yeah.
With like hints of the supernatural stuff, and then when you're in midworld, you can kind of go a bit more crazy. But instead, it's just like whatever needs to happen.
Yeah. What a stinker!
Big old mess. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame, you know, doesn't bother me too much because I never really thought that there'd be a great adaptation of the books because they're so odd and weird. But I'm sure there are lots of fans of this series that are like hardcore and they must be like bitterly disappointed because that's kind of it. I think they're still saying that they're going to do a show or something.
Really?
That's not going to happen.
No, surely. I don't think so. No. Yeah, I mean, it is a shame. As I mentioned earlier, I wasn't a big fan of the books, but their weirdness and the sort of weird meta elements that seep in towards the later books, I was very curious to see how they could be sort of brought onto the screen. And if someone interesting got involved, potentially some, you know, fascinating, unique films or TV series or whatever could have come out of this property, I think. So it is a bit of a shame that it sort of has died with this little whimper of a film. Because who knows, we could have got some really cool stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pre-Post Film Review. We'd love to hear what you guys thought of The Dark Tower. Probably no one liked it, but tell us how much you didn't like it. Or if you did, I mean, shouldn't say that, but you can email us either way, no matter what your opinion is, at prepostfilmreview@gmail.com. And I would be curious to hear from someone that thought that this was good or someone that, you know, was a big fan, a really big fan of the books. Be keen to hear. Or on the other side, someone who has not read the books and what the hell they made of this movie.
Definitely.
That would be interesting.
Would be very interesting. You can also find us on Facebook. You can give us a like over there. We're on Twitter as well, at PrePostFR. We post sort of new stories and new episodes and bits and pieces. So come over and follow us. The most important thing, however, is to subscribe. Click the subscribe button on whatever you're using to listen to the podcast right now. And if you like the show, leave a review. That would be really cool. We'd appreciate that.
You can also find us on letterboxd.com, www.letterboxd.com. And if you want to put the http://... in front of that, go ahead. The links are in the show notes, and just like a little film diary kind of site. Good way to keep in touch with what we're watching and what the general kind of film community is thinking about and talking about. And you can join us next episode. We continue the Stephen King bandwagon. Probably not the right word to use, but
that'll do.
We're going to be talking about the new adaptation of It, the sort of classic Stephen King novel about the scary clown in the sewers. So
can't be as shit as the Dark Tower. So
you know. No, it's only up.
Yeah, exactly.
So should be. Yeah, interesting. I'm looking forward to that one, Matt.
Yeah, me too.